How's everything going?
It's okay.
Good.
Settled into my new place.
Nice. How does it look? Did you settle in a little bit?
Yes. Another all-white wall.
It's identical to the other place, right?
No, not really. It's a little small.
Oh.
Much louder. That's why I couldn't join last week, because it was loud.
Oh, wow. That's okay. I understand.
I didn't want you to do any editing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
No problem. How was your week?
My week is good. It's relaxing, actually. I didn't do much. But
No selling real estate this week?
No. I mean, I'm still trying, but nothing promising so far. I had someone looking for a rental, but it's just a work in progress. In time.
You can do it. I know that.
Thank you.
I have faith in you.
Yay! I love that. Thank you. Yeah, I just got to keep working. That's all. Just got to keep hustling.
Practice makes perfect.
It does. Yeah. Independent contractor, you can make money. It's a hit or miss.
Right.
Yeah, I do have an article about that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so funny that you asked me that.
Yes.
Everything, how was your week before I get to that?
Nothing much.
Just moving,
just
right?
Relaxing.
Relaxing.
It was, I'm up 4 flights of stairs, so it's a journey.
Boy.
So I'm physical fit now.
Yeah, I know. I see all the muscles and everything.
I lost weight too.
That's good.
I lost weight because before I couldn't fit into these pants. Now it's like I have no problem.
Wow. So did you lose weight from this move or like it's a progress? Work in progress.
Progress. Work in progress.
Very nice. It's good. Yeah. It's good to be healthy. Congrats. Yeah. Maybe this spring you could go hiking and stuff and that would help too.
Eddie went hiking yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He loves hiking.
Yeah,
he's me like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I was hiking everything. I was like, come on, let's hike this. Now I'm older, I'm just like, oh, okay.
I know, I feel like my stamina got lower too. As you get older, it's hard to do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go halfway now and just go back down. It's okay. I mean, it's fun. Halfway is hours still.
Last week we went to, I think Woodlawn in Brooklyn.
Yes, Woodlawn. Yeah.
So we just went hiking inside the cemetery.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, cemetery. But it was a cemetery. Wow.
It was.
It's an uphill cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. I like that. I like the little scary stuff.
Yeah. So me, Eddie, and Sapna did a walk through the cemetery.
How many hours did it take?
Maybe a couple.
So it's a big cemetery.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I've never gone in.
It's big. We didn't even cover all of it.
Did you visit every grave?
No. It's big.
It's huge.
All we did was ate, then we walked, then we ate again in the park, Prospect Park. And that was it.
You didn't eat in the cemetery, right?
No. I don't want these things getting up in one of my food.
No. I know a lot of people do cemetery walks in the night. Just for the gruesome, the kind of scary effect or something.
I saw people dressing up as the Day of the Dead in a whole costume.
Oh, that's cool. Was it?
This was last week.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Cinco de Mayo.
No, it was just
the
Day of the Dead.
That's another story.
Oh.
That's another story. That was just eating.
Oh, yum. Yeah, I had Mexican last night. Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorites.
We didn't do Cinco de Mayo. We did Cuatro de Mayo.
Okay. May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
Right?
That too. Because we generally meet our friends on Tuesdays and Fridays. So we were always going to be busy on Wednesday. So we're like, let's do it Tuesday.
Yeah. You might as well. That's fun.
We're still busy.
You'll be busy for now with any move or anything. It just always takes time. It's one step at a time.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at the good news because I went out already. And then I got breakfast. And then after that, I was like, oh. I can make good news.
Yeah, you already said something good. You already said cemetery hikes.
We have to do not just hikes, walks or whatever this summer while the weather's good.
Yes.
We'll get together for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to make sure I bring my Gatorade because I need it. Yeah, because when I went to volunteering, I didn't have Gatorade or any water and it was just so hard.
Mm.
The sun was on me and it's just, you feel a little woozy.
Right.
And then after an hour or two, someone came with water, and I was so happy. So, that's my learning lesson. Always bring something to drink.
Well, at least 1 liter. I don't drink that much, but I have what, at least 1 liter.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I would buy the water or water with electrolytes and drink that, especially for the summertime and the warm weather. You need that.
Right. Yeah.
So speaking of real estate and independent contractor work, I have this article. Let me share this with you. So this woman, she lost her job. She's 42 years old. She lost her job. She ended up doing side gigs and made $366,000 just from doing side gigs. And her side gigs became her full-time job.
Ooh.
Yeah. She earned her side gigs from Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.
Right.
She has a talent for digital and marketing services. Her name is Jennifer Sheely. 7 years ago, she used to work as a project administration person for a tile company, but she didn't like it. She just did it for money. And a lot of people just work for money. They're not really working for their passion. And I guess it was a blessing in disguise because she just didn't have a choice and say, hey, let me just offer my digital and marketing services on Fiverr. You never know what's going to happen. So she created a Fiverr account and she just started offering these digital marketing services. Her services include like designing social media ads for entrepreneurs, graphic design work. It's just amazing that she put herself out there and she got so much leads. She just wanted to grow as a person.
Yeah. Wow. Sometimes you get lucky like that.
Yeah, you do. Do you think that you could join Fiverr? And what would you do if you were to join Fiverr? Like what services would you do? I really don't know myself. I don't know. Maybe I can like be a speaker since we're hosting Good News.
Right.
Or a writer.
I guess I could like maybe like help people out. You know, a lot of people are busy. So sometimes people need people to get their mail or walk their dogs or various things. Go shopping for them. Something like that.
A lot of time people are busy. And you're right. That's a great thing. Just doing task for people because you know time is money as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I can paint too, but I don't have the supplies.
You would have to get the supplies or they would have to pay for it. I don't know. I think that they would pay and then you just have to add your cost to the payment.
Because it's a lot to do because you have to prep the walls, you have to put the tape on so that it doesn't go onto the baseboards. And, you know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. So you've done this before. You've painted.
Yes, I've got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great service you can provide. And I know painters make money because people don't want to paint and they don't know how to paint.
Right.
Yeah. I remember like me and my mom, we quoted a painter and it was like a lot of money. It was like $2,000 for just for our small porch area.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But we did it ourselves. We ended up like, but it took a whole day. Imagine what if we had stuff to do.
Well, you have to move stuff around. You have, like I said, you have to put the plastic on the floor. You have to tape the walls.
You know, yes.
It's a lot of work. And then, you know, it depends upon the color. Like say the color is brown.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do like a light color, you have to put a primer on. And that's one step. And then after that, then you put the other color on. So it's a job.
Yeah.
It's like you're painting twice.
You know? And it takes all day.
Depends how big the room is because, you know, it has to dry.
Yeah. It's not too bad because you're getting, what, $1,000, $2,000 for a day. Right. A lot of people work for $100 a day. That's the going rate for regular jobs.
Right.
$100, $120 the most.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, yeah. I know firsthand, $100, $120. So if anybody has any talents like painting, writing, anything, you can join Fiverr. Fiverr.com. Make an account, put your rates, and see what you get. Jennifer Sheely did that, and she's so happy right now. She's like, it's a blessing in disguise. She was working in a company where she's trying to get promotions, trying to get upper management roles, but she didn't get that. She tried, she worked so hard, and it's really tough to get promoted. A lot of times you have to know someone to get promoted. A lot of times you have to wait for the company's budget. Instead of waiting for that, you know, you have your talent, use it. You do your own thing. Instead of slaving away at a job, just get your own thing together. She was really pushing for a promotion. She was getting her master's in management. She was like, okay, fine. Fiverr is here. It's really amazing.
There's side hustles you can do on Fiverr. You just have to look, be persistent, either from work from home. No, there's stuff you can do.
Yeah. I'm actually doing side hustles, like deliveries. It works. Okay. You know, you get money, but you still get like, not $1,000, $2,000, but you still get money. You get like your whatever pay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. With these delivery service, you kind of, sometimes you know what you're going to get beforehand and sometimes you don't.
Right.
There's always something for someone out there.
And there's a lot of gig work out there, but yeah. You know, a lot of people don't tip well, I heard.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think I do DoorDash and Grubhub. A lot of people, yeah, they do tip, but then a lot of people don't. It really depends on the area you're delivering to. Some areas tip more, some areas tip less, or sometimes the customers. It just really depends. Yeah.
Have you ever tried Instacart?
I wanted to apply for it. I didn't apply for it. I applied for Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, and that was really good. I enjoyed Shipt. Right now, a lot of people applied for Shipt, and it's an overcrowdedness, and a lot of people take the task, but I did a bunch of tasks there, and basically, you go to, like, Target, and you shop for people, and you deliver it to them. Yeah, I have that, too. I'm doing that as well. But Instacart, I heard, is really good. I think a lot of people like Instacart more than Shipt. I'll give it a try.
You never know.
You never know.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. With Shipt, it took a few months to accept me. Yeah, I was surprised because I applied to it like months ago and then they approved me finally. Yeah,
the Amazon thing too. I forgot what it is.
Flex jobs or something.
Right.
Amazon is really good also. Another shipper, I guess, told me about it. They said go to Whole Foods and you don't have to shop for the person. They already shop. Whole Foods put it together for you and you just deliver it, which is good. Like, I would prefer that. You know, the shopping experience is fun too. I get tired afterwards because you're pretty much driving, picking up things, checking out, putting it in bags, then driving again to the person, then back again for another job. So, but it's a great side hustle. There's always a side hustle. If you don't have a job, there's always a side hustle you can do. I always have hope with that. I'm an entrepreneur in spirit. Real estate is also entrepreneurship. Real estate is tougher because it's hard to make sales. It's a lot more work involved in like planning and researching and getting everybody together and paperwork. But I think, you know, it's still an entrepreneurship job where you make your own money, you know, on your own time. There's always hope. If anyone loses their job or anything, don't give up.
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities.
There's so much opportunities out there. And if you don't have a car, you can't really deliver. If you have a motorbike or a scooter, you can.
Depending upon my job, I might do a side hustle. I'm still on furlough, so I don't know what.
Oh, you are still on furlough.
Yeah, since September.
That's a while, yeah. Yeah, you might as well. Hey, you never know because you don't know if they're going to take you back or when.
No, the company doesn't even know what they're doing. Yeah,
it might take a while. Definitely look into that. Look into Fiverr or anything on the side. Painting or anything. You know, some people are great writers and you can also write for people on the site. It's always good. It's always good to do a little hustle. And also, she also said in an article that she's so passionate about the job. She's passionate about design and marketing. It's just so happy that she can stay home and do it. She's very happy about that. A lot of people are working remote now.
Right.
People don't want to go back. I don't blame them.
I don't either.
Yeah. Because I used to work in corporate. I used to work 9 to 6 rather. And I just was not happy with it. Because you can't really do much. You just sit on your desk all day and you're on the computer typing away, basically. I have a background in accounting. So accounting, you know, you pretty much stay in the computer. And you only leave for work 1 hour. Or some people don't even leave. I think I feel happier being an entrepreneur. You know, a lot of people do like their 9 to 5 and 9 to 6. I'm not knocking it.
Well, everyone's different, you know.
Everyone's different, yeah. I'm not knocking it. But if you want a side hustle, there's always a side hustle. So that was my article. trying to be positive with the job situation. I know a lot of people, money is needed, you know, in society to survive. What I do is I look at my expenses and then I decide what I need for the month to get through. I work with it in that way so that I'm always paying my bills on time and just getting jobs to pay that bill. Good. So yeah, $366,000 a year and she's happy. And you just have to figure out what you love to do and start it. It's an amazing journey. Every journey in the beginning is a tough one. Just like Good News Crew, we started last year, early last year. I didn't start the podcast until months later. Yeah, I didn't start. We didn't, remember? We didn't start
That's
months.
That's right. We didn't start until like, yeah, about
September.
Months
yeah, we started a podcast, I think, in March or April 2020, like very early. And months later, we just started because I think one of my friends thought I was doing a podcast. And I said, no, I'm not doing a podcast. So that what gave me the idea to do the podcast.
Right.
I'm glad to do it. And I'm glad to have you and everyone here doing the podcast, spreading good news all around.
It is good though.
Yeah, there's so much platforms out there. There's also TaskRabbit.
That's what I was thinking about, TaskRabbit.
TaskRabbit. I signed up for it years ago, but I didn't go through with it because they asked for my social security number. Right. I should have done it. I don't know. But you can still do it. I can still do it.
Yeah, because I think I have an account, but I didn't go through with it either. Yeah, I think that's what they were asking me more questions about, you know, myself, and I never did it.
Yeah, same. They asked a lot of questions, so I felt a little uncomfortable at the time.
There's another app called Steady.
Steady. I have that, yeah. Actually.
You
yeah.
have that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the Steady app basically helped me find a shipped job because they post jobs on their app that are like gigs. Steady, you set your goal, how much you want to make, and they connect to your PayPal. So they keep track of how much you make every week.
Okay.
It's a tracker, and it also gives you gigs, like recommendations. I like it because of that. The only thing I don't like about it is that they keep track of your PayPal, how much you get. That's the only bad thing that I really don't like. You can find gigs on Steady, the Steady app. They try to keep you in track of like, hey, here's a gig you can use. Here's another gig. And you're making less this week or you're making more. It's pretty much a tracker.
That could work for you. It could work, not work for you.
That's the thing. You know, I was thinking of deleting it. It did help me in the beginning for shipped. And it also has Instacart on it.
Okay.
So it has all these opportunities. So if you want, you can download Steady, STEADY.
Right, I have it on my phone, but I never looked into it.
Yeah, I have it too. So freelance is in. Right now is 2021. Freelance, you're doing your own thing. I think TikTok you can make money from. YouTube you can make money from. It's just so many opportunities out there. Podcasts also you can make money from. Not a lot, but you can make something. Yeah.
Hey, something is something.
Something is something.
It's as long as it doesn't occupy all your time. You're not getting a lot of money.
Yes.
You know, time is money.
Time is money, yeah. Basically, we were doing this podcast once a week, and it's just two things: to help people have good news and just expose ourselves out there for 1 hour. It's not really about the money for the podcast because we're not really making money. Like, it's more to bring good news out there. I think a lot of podcasts, some of them do make money, actually. Some popular, Joe Rogan Experience, he's number one podcaster. He makes a lot of money.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money doing podcasts and he does YouTube and also puts the conversations to the podcast. He makes the most money. He's number one in the podcast world.
Tell him to donate.
Yes, Joe Rogan, donate to the Good News Crew. Maybe I should make a button to donate. Yeah, our goal is to just bring good news out there. I think people really do listen to us. I check. They really do listen to us and they enjoy it. I even had feedback how people enjoyed our podcast. We're doing such a great thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think they can get feedback, right? So they tell us feedback what we should cover.
Yes.
Specific categories they want to hear about. Maybe we could do some research and help them out.
Yes. Anybody has some feedback, you can always email us. Let us know. Good News Crew. Y@gmail.com. Good News Crew@gmail.com. Always email us. We're glad to share. And we're glad to
share.
We're
here. Answer your questions.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Or some resources. Maybe a lot of people looking for resources. So we do our research and
help out.
See what we can come up with.
Like yeah.
A lot of stuff. Like I said, we're doing volunteering.
Yeah, like charity, volunteer. We love talking about that. So feel good news. So anything you want, just email us. Let us know and let us know how we're doing. Always glad to hear from you. We're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, Overcast, Breaker. We're on a lot of channels.
Wow.
Yeah, we are on 8 platforms.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I only listen on Spotify.
Spotify, yeah. I know, I have Spotify. I listen to that. I listen to a bunch of stuff on Spotify. We need more podcaster out there because I've been looking for other podcast channels and it's hard to find any. The way I find podcast channels going to Twitter, a lot of people tweet their podcast channel there. So you can actually look for podcast channels on Twitter. And wow. Good News Crew is one, and they have like haunting channels. And there was one haunting ghost channel I kind of liked. I don't remember the name now. She was really good. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So it's kind of like a crime horror kind of thing. Oh my God. So if you watch this guy on YouTube called Cash Gordon, he shows you all these tours of these small apartments around the city. Cash, like money, Cash Gordon. It's just crazy how he just goes with his video recorder and just videotapes these places all over the city in Brooklyn. You can see how small, and there's several YouTubers that show you out there how tiny and small these places are. People make it nice and beautiful, so it's not too bad. Yeah, I'm used to living in a big house. Yeah, I'm used to living in a house. I used to live in an apartment building, and it was okay. It was a big apartment building. I'm not used to living in small spaces. I commend you or anyone living in a small, tiny space. I have too much clothes.
I downsized a lot. I used to have a lot of stuff. I downsized a lot. You
know? Okay.
But, I'm still comfortable.
Okay. You know? As long as you're comfortable, right?
I'm comfortable. I have my bed, I have my TV, my PlayStation. I just go in the kitchen, make my food.
Yeah. Too bad right now you can't have a housewarming event because of COVID. How much people you think you could fit in your apartment?
A few.
Yeah, that's New York. Yeah. New York for you. That was my article. Entrepreneurship, making money, and pricing your price. I know if Sylvia was on, she tried to sell doll and doll clothes. Like she makes the doll clothes. And she sells it on Mercari. She has been successful with it because a lot of people still like dolls, like Barbie dolls, like different kinds of dolls.
Is she working on her second coloring book?
Yes, I am trying to really motivate her.
It's very good.
Yeah, so Sylvia did a coloring book. She hand-drew the characters, and I don't know how she really did it, but I saw her hand-drawing it and putting it on digital. She's selling it on Amazon, so maybe I'll put the link in the podcast.
They put the link on because it's good. She has a lot of funny quirks in there.
Yeah.
A lot of funny sayings in there.
Yeah, cute animals. It's about cute animal coloring books.
I mean, it could be a great gift for a child.
Yes.
You got to think about these things, birthday gifts. There's a need for it.
Yeah, Christmas gift, birthday gifts, anything. Yeah, she used Amazon to sell her coloring book. So that's another way if you use Amazon. Amazon KDP. That's exactly what it is. You sell your books, your art, your creativity. It's a great platform to use. Amazon does take a big cut, but still, it's still a way to make money. They take a cut because they publish it, actually. They make it, they create it. Kind of works at an end.
It's good, too, because in between they have I forgot what it is. The color doesn't bleed through.
Yes, Sylvia has the dark pages in the back of it.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It's like an extra page where it's like dark and it doesn't bleed through the crayons or the color pencils.
I like that. I was like, ooh, this is good.
Yeah, you got it, right?
Yeah, I got it.
I bought one too, but I didn't get to color it yet.
I didn't color it either. I was just reading the funny sayings in it.
It's cute. Sylvia is definitely an artist. This lady in the article is an artist, and she used her art for Fiverr and made so much money from it. Sylvia didn't make that much money from it. I think that if you keep on going and if you have a passion for it, you will make it out there.
Well, she needs exposure. I don't see her.
Right.
Her name's not out there.
No.
What's her name is out there?
That's media. It. Social media is where it's at. You always need exposure. Definitely encourage Sylvia to create her other coloring book. Keep going with that. She's very creative. Like growing up with her, she always drew things and made art on her own. I'm different. I'm more social and talkative and in the art sense. I can draw stick figures and stuff.
And a little circle head.
Oh, you can do that too? Wow, that's great. Regardless if you're an artist or not, like Gary said, a painter or anything, you can always do something. Writing, tutor. A lot of people need tutors out there. So there's so much things to do.
That is good. That's a good point because all this remote learning, yes. Some people don't take remote learning. They can't handle it. So if you have a private tutor or something.
Yeah, a lot of kids need a private tutor or adults studying for exams.
Yeah, where I used to live, that I just saw them on the kids on the computer every day. And I'm like, they never left the house.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like, for a kid, that's not good. You need to go outside, you know, you need to run around. And all they did was run around the house, drive me crazy.
They were above?
No, they were in the house.
In the house, just drive you crazy.
Where I was living, my friends, you know, my friend's kids.
Oh boy.
And his brother's kids.
Oh my God. Yeah, they're just home jumping around. They just run and jump. And
I mean, I don't blame them. They need to, you know, get that energy out.
That's true. Yeah.
Are you going to your mom's?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to go to Blue Bay Diner. It's in Bayside. I don't know if you heard of it.
I did hear it. Yeah.
Yes.
I've never been to it, but I've heard of it.
It's a good diner. They have like delicious big omelets and everything. So I'm ready for that. Mm. What about you? Are you having planning today?
Me and Eddie might do brunch.
Nice. Okay.
So we'll see. Because there's a place called Pete's Diner.
Yeah.
They have a big outdoor seating place now.
Ooh, that's exciting. Okay.
And we went there before and we were like, wow, it's big.
Pete's Diner. Okay, I'm going to have that on my list. Maybe we all can go one day.
Yes. We have to.
We have to. It's a must.
Yes. There's too much stuff.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy with Eddie and the rest of your week.
Are you going with your mom?
Yeah, I'm going with my mom, Matthew's mom, and his dad's going to come along too. My sister, and that's it. Six of us.
Nice. Well, yeah. I hope you enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Have an omelet for me.
I will. I'll have extra for you.
I did my Dunkin' Donuts card today, so I got my hash browns today.
Nice. Dunkin' Donuts, the prices got a little higher, so I'm just like, what to order? Because the coffee is $2.69 over here for a medium. No, and wow. No, $2.93 with tax.
Ooh, ouch.
The prices went up a lot. So I'm just trying to get something small. I'm a diner girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
Everybody jokes and goes, yeah, you're just a diner person. I'm like,
it's hearty with the toast and eggs and everything, but I'm making everybody hungry.
I'm looking forward to IHOP. Oh, I haven't been there in a while.
Since the pandemic. Yeah, I have in August. Every birthday, actually. My birthday's in August, so they give you a free meal on your birthday. Sign up. Yeah.
You're right. No, I have it. Good. I do have it.
Yeah. Sign up for IHOP, anybody else, and every birthday they give you a free pancake, free stack of pancake, any. World famous pancakes.
Now you're making me hungry again.
Yes. Yeah. Delicious pancakes. All right, Gary. Have a good week. Have a good week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care now.
Remember, feedback. Give us your feedback.
Give us your feedback. Always happy for that.
Have a good day, everyone.